Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, in welcome news for borrowers, mortgage lenders are continuing to slash rates following the European Central Bank's latest reduction. So, does this spell a more competitive market opening up for consumers? I'm joined on the line by Trevor Grant now, who's chairperson of the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Claire.
So, we have Avant Money, the latest lender, to cut some of its mortgage rates. So, are we seeing increased competition now coming into the market?
Yes, Claire. Really good news yesterday with the announcement by Avant Money to reduce their interest rates. And we are now starting to see some competition. Since April and May of this year, we've seen some small cuts by various lenders at different times. And of course, every time one of them cuts, the others have to respond. So yesterday's announcement was particularly interesting for those maybe looking to fix their mortgage long term. Avant are the only lender in the market that allow you to fix for the life of your loan. They also reduced some shorter term fixed rates. And interestingly, they've now introduced the concept of cashback for people buying houses and also people switching, which will be effective from January 1. So good news for consumers.
Okay. What do you advise on those cashback offers? Because sometimes consumers are told to be careful.
Yeah, and they should. And I think we've moved a long way since the original cashback, which was that customers got cashback and paid extra in the interest rate as a result of getting the cashback. But cashback has evolved now in the sense that some lenders offer cashback rates and non-cashback rates, and you do pay a little extra for the cashback rates. But then other lenders increasingly are giving you market-leading rates with cashback as well. So we've moved a long way from the concept of cashback meaning a higher rate. You need to understand what you're getting into, obviously, at the start. If you're switching mortgage, the cashback is a great incentive because it covers your legal costs in terms of switching. And indeed, if you're particularly a first-time buyer buying a home, you know, getting your deposit together, things are probably a little tight. So some cashback can help with your legal fees or indeed with your fitting out of your property. Mm-hmm. So it's just a case of understanding what you're getting into.
Won't help with the pain of switching, though, Trevor. You know, it is difficult, isn't it? There's no way to sweeten that.
Yeah, it's improved in many ways, but Claire, but it's still very, very slow. And it starts with the whole concept of having to get your title documents from your original lender. And we need some initiatives there to encourage lenders to give up title documents quickly when somebody is looking to switch from one lender to another. The amount of documentation required by some lenders has also sped up, which is helpful. So it's worth the pain because of the gain involved. It's better than it was, but it certainly needs to improve.
Okay, so the outlook then for interest rates, the prediction is that we could see a further ECB rate cut before the end of the year.
Yeah, so this kind of varies. If you look back on media articles over the last 6 to 10 weeks, the amount of total cuts expected and what will happen varies considerably. But the latest view is that ECB may well move to bring the rate down from 3.4 to 2% by the summer of 2025, that we can expect a cut in December, which will be very helpful, particularly for tracker holders. But it's important that home loan customers don't get into a thought process of thinking that this is necessarily extremely positive news for them. And that's because home loan rates rose on average by about 2% from July 22 to October 23, whilst ECB went up for 4.5%. So home loan rates are not going to fall at the rate that ECB falls. And secondly, the rates that are, you know, out there now, they have, banks have already factored in future cuts. So whilst we can expect to see ECB cuts both in December and through the first half of next year, the next round of home loan cuts, we'd expect to see a couple of more lenders react to Avant and AIB in the next week or so. Maybe some more cuts then in January, February, because it's a new year, mm-hmm. but not too many after that based on what we know now.
Okay, but it is probably a good time to look around and see what's out there because we do have movement, that's clear.
Yeah, for sure. So look, we've essentially 11 lenders in the market. So it's really important that when you're taking out a mortgage, given the commitment involved, that you get good market advice from a mortgage broker, understand what mortgage products are available. Your own bank may offer you the best terms, but they won't tell you better terms are available elsewhere. So understand all of your options, be on top of it and get the best deal possible.
So what about people then, Trevor, who are on fixed rates and are due to come off them soon? What's the advice? Should they be looking to fix again?
Yeah, so what we'd say is that your lender is required to write to you 60 days in advance of your fixed rate expiring to tell you what they will offer you. So what we'd suggest is that if your fixed rate's maturing within the next 6 months, get out and look and see, and as I said, talk to a mortgage broker and understand what options are available and start getting your paperwork together. The good news with these rate cuts, Claire, is that a lot of people whose fixed rates are maturing in the next 12 months, and there's an estimated 100,000 or so mortgage customers whose fixed rate will mature, 6 months ago, they were looking at a rate of somewhere in the high 3%, early 4%. They're now looking at a rate probably of somewhere between 3.5% to 3.75%. So the rate they're going to mature on is a lot lower in the coming months than it would have been 6 months ago. And that's important because most of those people borrowed at maybe 2.5%, 2.75%. So they're going to get a shock of an increase anyway. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're maturing within the next 6 months, contact a broker, understand your market options. They should be able to tell you what your own lender will offer as well, and be prepared so that when the time comes to switch, you can pick the best deal.
Right. But they could go to a variable and perhaps do even better than that, right?
They could do, but the problem with the variable rates is that if we go back to when rates were particularly low, maybe 2 years ago, fixed rates were significantly cheaper than variable rates. And in the recent round of rate cuts that we've seen, the variable rates haven't been touched by lenders. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it makes the theory of I'll go variable and hang on and see what's available. There's a logic in that without question. But the last number of cuts have told us that the variable rates aren't being reduced. So what I'd suggest to everybody is it's case by case. Do you want certainty or not? What will the fixed rate be today compared to what the variable rate will be today? Do you feel on your individual basis it's worth your while waiting? Are you happy to wait? And make an individual choice based on your circumstances and requirements.
Right. So a bit of legwork required by mortgage holders. That's the bottom line.
Bit of legwork, but definitely worth it with the cuts that are coming and the savings that can be made.
Trevor, thanks so much. Good to talk to you. Trevor Grant there from the Association of Irish Mortgage Advisors. Coming up next, the former Assistant Garda Commissioner, John O'Driscoll, died suddenly last month. Well, his brother Donal will reflect on his legacy and the book he wrote about his life's work. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.